Last week, talk of lead swirled around Milwaukee. Mayor Tom Barrett was the eye of the storm when he suggested people living in houses built before 1951 install water filters to protect people from possible lead poisoning. But lead isn't only found in crumbling infrastructure. Sometimes it's made its way into the soil. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz met a PhD student at UWM who's trying to determine how much lead might end up in vegetables. His work has become a quiet crusade.
Harris Lowell Byers grew up in Georgia, loving science and agronomy. Today he lives in Glendale, remediates brownfields, and is the father of two children. Byers says the scientist and dad in him wanted to find out how much lead might be making its way from the urban soils into vegetables.
If you have a child that's already at high risk, that's already living in conditions that place that child at high risk for lead exposure, could eating vegetables that have lead in them just add to that cumulative exposure? That's the point.
Lead in children's blood can lead to devastating neurological and developmental problems. So to learn more, Byers has been growing vegetables on a UWM rooftop.
This beet with these massive, huge, absolutely gorgeous leaves.
He grows his veggies in three different types of soils.
This is from the foundry. Those are from residential gardens. And the one behind me here is from Home Depot. So if you were to step back and just sort of take in this kind of lush vegetation, you don't visually get the sense that is being grown in soil that's got about 5,000 parts per million lead, which is really, really high. Certainly not soil that you would want to have a child exposed to by any stretch of the imagination. So now we've walked over to Lapham Hall. This is the third floor is the Department of Geosciences.
To test the lead concentration in his produce, Byers dries the leaves and fruits and then grinds them up, reducing each sample to a coin-sized disc. Byers places a dozen discs at a time into a dishwasher-sized X-ray machine called a wavelength dispersive X-ray fluorescence spectrometer.
Placed right in these cups, and it goes into the magic machine, and it takes about 15 minutes.
Voila. In 15 minutes, Byers can read the graph to decipher the lead concentration of each leaf and vegetable he's grown. 2 years ago, he started analyzing some vegetables right on the rooftop at UWM. He used a handheld X-ray device that measures lead levels in less than 2 minutes and without needing to dry or grind them.
It's more like of a boxy thing with a trigger, kind of Star Trek-y. But that device is able to measure lead down into, again, a single digit.
However, it's expensive. Byers borrowed the equipment for his research, but envisions the device as a way to educate people growing vegetables for their families.
It could bring tomatoes, it could bring their produce and say, can you measure lead? I think the possibilities of interactions between parents and those that are kind of charged with protecting community health become much easier if you have a device, if you have some way of quantifying risk or potential exposure.
Byers can't let his excitement keep him from the task at hand. He still has a mountain of dry discs to crunch into a dissertation. But a few things he's observed so far. Some of the brightly colored vegetables he's raised, such as beets and carrots, contain more lead than the duller varieties.
I have a hypothesis.
Byers believes richly colored leaves and vegetables may sequester more lead.
If I'm right, then it could be that one of the best management practices that sort of comes out of this conversation is really managing the types of vegetable crops that you grow in.
And remember the foundry soil he used? Its tomatoes had lower lead levels than the tomatoes grown in city soil. Byers has a theory on that, too. Fungi in some urban garden soils may make it easier for lead to enter the vegetable. He hopes other researchers will pick up on his hypotheses and run with them. Byers says he'll need to get back to his full-time job of remediating brownfields. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.